So B.B. Shea was just telling us how he hates to be inconvenienced, so much so that he once got hit by a car, but didn't want to deal with it in any way. So he got up and apologized to the guy who hit him.
Yeah, I got backed into, and the guy was like, sorry. I was like, no, I'm sorry. My bad, dude. I was in your way.
What am I doing here? I'm behind. Mm-hmm. B.B. Shea was the crossing guard.
Yeah, this is my crossing guard era.
I forgot about that till he brought it up, but that's when we first met B.B. Shea. Was he was working here, and it was like, by the way, he's a crossing guard. And we're like, he can be near schools?
Yeah.
I had no memory of that. I did not.
I had two stints as a crossing guard.
And made good money.
I made $17 an hour to stand there for 2 hours.
And you didn't have a stop sign.
I just used my hand. I had a reflective vest, and I used my hand.
A lot of power.
And you're saying now that people, I guess this makes perfect sense, like if you're in a crowded parking garage after a concert or a sporting event or something, people now will get out of their car and pretend to be a parking, someone who directs traffic, and stop everybody and then just have their friend back out, mm-hmm. get in the car.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're leaving a concert, the traffic is wild because there's this one row that'll go straight, but then these other people from another row will try to get in and the other people won't let them through. So somebody, one brave soul, stands out there and stops people. So the other lane can go, which is genius.
It really is. The time I was hoodwinked in Atlanta, that's what those guys did to me. Sort of, you know, I don't know if you know this. I went to Atlanta once for a baseball game, Red Sox Braves, and drove my friends down and everything. And we were arriving at the game right near the stadium. I mean, we got to Atlanta a half hour before the game started.
Small town boys in a big city.
You know, I'm wearing my Red Sox mm-hmm. hat and all that.
I like baseball and Atlanta.
Yes.
Where's the varsity?
So we get there and, you know, we're in the shadow of the stadium. Well, there's no parking anywhere, mm-hmm. as you can imagine. I mean, the game's in a half an hour. And so we're looking for parking, looking all over the place. Well, suddenly it's like the seas part and there's an open parking space.
Oh, no.
And a guy says, you know, he just
like, come on in.
And I mean, we were within 25 yards of the stadium. It was unbelievable how close we were to the stadium. It's like, my God, the luck we're mm-hmm. having. And he just put us right on in there. We park. We get out. I said, hey, friend, how much do I owe you for this parking space? He said, $50. I'm like, worth it for this.
Yeah.
So
now my car will be safe here, right?
Oh, no.
Absolutely,
don't
sir.
Don't worry about that.
So we paid $50. Park, go in, watch the game, great game, boom, come back out. It's in a tow-away zone, of course, and there's no real signage there, and that guy had no affiliation with the Braves or Major League Baseball in any way.
And the only good news is that you gave him a place to get high inside for the night.
At least there was that. You know, we had that.
Because I know others parked, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you bought him, his buddies, you bought him a meal, place to stay that night.
$50. $50. And he, yes, for others. And then it should have dawned on us, because as we were walking away, we heard him charging others, you know, $100. And it's like, the price has changed here for, it's like, well, but we didn't care. It's like, well, we just got a great parking space. Now, later, in the tow truck office of probably the worst place. It's the gateway to hell. It is the worst place I've ever been in my life. There are 40 big, fat Red Sox fans, just like myself, standing there, all sweaty and yelling at the people behind the counter.
White Acura.
That's right.
Was it hard for you to find who towed your car?
Well, that's another great question. Yes, because the whole thing was a scam. I think the thing was a scam between the guy that led us into this parking space and the towing company.
Yeah, they're probably in cahoots.
Oh, yeah. I think they were. I think everybody was in cahoots. And the place was called Buckhead Towing. Well, Buckhead is like the ritziest neighborhood in Atlanta. Yeah. And yet we were taken to probably the worst part of any city.
Taking a Bankhead. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was taking a Bankhead, BB.
As we were, the cab was taking us through the neighborhood. And I said to my friends, call your wives.
Call your loved ones.
Tell them you love them.
Something tells me this is our last ride.
We're not getting out of here. And somebody told me as we're standing there in the parking lot, they were like, Buckhead Towing. Otherwise, we would not have known. Buckhead Towing. So at that time, there was no smartphone. So we had to figure out how to call. So I call Buckhead Towing. And I said, excuse me, sir, can I get directions to your establishment? No.
Click. The city of Atlanta. Warm people.
That's Southern hospitality. You can't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get that up north.
No.
And then the cab driver takes me, and the cab driver I don't think was in on it because he was like, this is how they screw people down here. This is you know, tourists get screwed.
Oh, that,
like,
yeah. That cab driver has taken many people probably to Buckhead Towing from that same spot.
But maybe the cherry on top of the sundae after we get to Buckhead Towing and there's 40 Red Sox fans just like me, you know, all standing there sweaty.
Thanks. You go to the game.
We got a chance this year. What do you think? And the sign behind the counter was, thank you so much for choosing Buckhead Towing. Have a great day. Oh, yeah.
You totally chose that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We chose Buckhead Towing.
That's like one of my biggest fears is getting towed and then not knowing who towed my car.
That happened to me. I got towed. I went to go visit my buddies in college. Got towed. Woke up the next morning. My car was gone. Nobody knew who took it.
Yeah.
I went to ask the manager at the apartment complex, you know who tows here? No idea. So I just pulled out my phone.
At the apartment complex,
yes.
They didn't know?
I pulled out my phone, and it just started calling towing companies around. Finally, one dude was like, Black Kia, I got it. God. And then I had to drive 30 minutes on the side of a mountain to go pick it up.
It's awful.
It was terrible. Yeah.
Now, how did you wind up parking illegally? Did you know when you parked that you were illegal?
I was right next to the last visitor spot. I knew it, but I was like, I'm not worried about it. It'll be fine. And then when you wake up and you don't know where your car is, it's the worst feeling in the world.
Bad feeling.
And then they charge you like $150 to get it.
Yeah, it was like $200. It was like $250 after the baseball game. I mean, it was awful.
It was terrible.
It's the worst feeling, and you don't know who has it, and you've got no vehicle. You're just standing there in the middle. Plus, we were in Atlanta. Like, we don't know anything.
No, you don't know anything.
You know what I think about, too, when stuff like that happens? I'm like, the amount of work they went through to get your car. And everybody else's car, too. They did so much work.
A lot of money, though.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
They're making money out of
it. I know. Just to move you from one place to another is so crazy.
Well, what's now popular are the boots. I lived in an apartment complex that always had towing or boots. I came out almost every morning I lived there, and somebody had a boot on because they do what B.B. Shea did. They'd be out of visitor spots. They'd park right next to the visitor spot. And the companies know. They would come through in the middle of the night. And they boot as many cars because now you just call the number. A guy literally shows back up, not in a tow truck, just in a regular car, says, that's $100.
Yeah, he's there, just collects it on the spot.
Literally unhooks the boot right there, and you're good to go. But
to me, that's $100.
Honestly, I'd rather pay the money and not have to, you know, Uber or
You got to get over it. Yeah, you got to, like B.B. Shea didn't even know where his car was.
Which, if you think about it, it's a great hustle. You just go buy a patch of land with a fence.
Of course.
You go buy a tow truck. And just start taking people's cars.
Listen, in my younger days, if I could physically do it now, I'm made for towing.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect tow truck driver.
You are.
Oh, my God, please. I'm here visiting my grandma. Tough, Chief.
Doesn't care.
You parked it, Chief.
You didn't read the sign, boss. Look up there. I didn't even see the sign. You parked in front of it, Hoss.
The sign?
You are perfect for it.
The sign in Atlanta was hidden by shrubbery.
There were shrubs there that said no parking. And we didn't know. And some body from the baseball game said, take a look behind the bush, bro. And I did, and there it said, like, no parking.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where they parked us.
I follow this guy on Instagram. He has the Meta glasses, and he is works for a tow company. He just does boots around, I believe he does it around Atlanta.
Well.
And, but his interactions are great, you know, because nobody's ever nice to him.
Of course.
And, like, so somebody will come up, and I'll never forget this one guy. He's like, talking to him as he hand in the car. He's like, you a bitch. You a bitch. And he's like, I'm a bitch that can read.
I can read too, but not when it's hidden by shrubs. That's how they get you. And I want to sit down with the young man who took my money for the parking space. And I said, you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were putting me through.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to do that to people? You know, that's what I wanted to say to Jock Quantavius' crew when they screwed me over on the Pine Straw. I wanted to say,
yeah, you got them high that night too.
Can you look in a man's eye and know I'm ripping this guy off?
Because you're thinking about all of the pot you're going to smoke
later. I guess
later.
That's all it is.
I believe it was our friend Chris Dim that said Jock Quantavius and his crew that night at the strip club. They had the best night because of you.
Do you think that they tell the story of scamming you as often as you tell the story of them scamming you?
I don't know. They've scammed so many. Although I probably am the biggest whale they ever caught because they got me for thousands.
Oh, they got you for a lot, yeah.
And they probably giggle about you a lot.
I think they do. Remember that guy? Remember that idiot?
Yeah.
Down there? Yeah, they probably do. Lawyer E, you're talking about the towing companies. Go ahead.
Hey, Kelly. So it's funny you said about Southern hospitality when you're towing escapade down in Atlanta, but I went to school up north in Pennsylvania. I was in college, a homecoming weekend, and I was about the only poor SOB that actually had a job that had to work that morning. So, you know, of course it was a long night the night before, but I get up, my car was parked there. I couldn't find a spot on the side of the street, but I was going to get to work pretty early that morning. And apparently, you know, you couldn't park on the street after like 9 a.m., but I get out there 8:55. My car is in the middle of a row of cars. I don't know how he did it, but this tow truck driver decided to pick my car out of everybody's first. And he kind of backs in there and starts hooking it up. And I run out there and I'm like, what are you doing? And he gets out of his truck and we started threatening each other and almost came to a fist fight. And he calls the cops and ends up. So I just walk away. He gets my car anyways. And I thought, man,
you can't win. You can't win. And they won't stop. I mean, at least in my experience, if you run up on them like that and say, please, please, like, it doesn't matter. They say, here, you're going to
you're hooked.
You're hooked already. That's right. I'm sorry that happened to you, Lawyer E. It does happen, though. Man, that was brutal.
They do love a college campus.
Oh yeah.
It's easy pickings, yeah.
Well, I parked on the campus of North Carolina State once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't a student.
Well, clearly not.
I was trying to impress someone at North Carolina State. I went over there, and I parked in I was working here. And I parked in an area that was no parking. And I thought, what are they going to do?
Right. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to tow me?
I'm not from here.
No.
Well, they left me a ticket. And I thought, I'm not paying this. What are they going to do? This is a college campus. Well, I'll tell you what they do. They ruin your credit. They come to you.
Yeah.
And eventually.
They find you.
They do find you. And they do get the money out of you.
I used to go out and move. Like, I'd park in the street and you had 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So I'd park there. I'd go to class. I'd get out. And then I'd, you know, like, move my tires
just a foot,
yeah,
so that the chalk is now no longer visible. Have they chalked the tires?
I never had an issue. I used to do that all the time.
I wonder now, because they used to chalk tires like that. I wonder now if they just take a picture of your
Could
car
be.
You know, because then you know. Yeah. That way it wouldn't work like that.
I want to know more about this date.
I know this was
something. Who are you trying to impress? Something tells me that she opened the door and said, you don't look like you sound.
She was a Wolfpacker, and I was just...
Something tells me she had a voice crush on Carolina Chris. Yeah, I'll be in town this weekend if you happen to be around.
You don't look like you sound.
She thought I went to Carolina, and I was Carolina Chris, and I did go over to North Carolina State for a football game and parked incorrectly, and I thought, I'm out of college. They can't get me
what
now.
What are you going to do to me?
No, thanks. They got me once at Appalachian State when I parked illegally just to run in and get my mail. At the post office, I was in the spot 2 minutes.
They probably do that to every single person that goes in there to do that.
Well, because there's no parking near it. And I was getting ready to go home for the weekend or somewhere for the weekend, and I needed my mail, so I stopped I was parked illegally, but I mean, I was running. I think I left my blinkers going, which didn't matter to him at all. And the guy's writing the ticket and putting it under my windshield, and I said, I'm here. I'm here. I can take it now. And it didn't matter to
him. Mama sends you some lunch money. That's why you had to go get your mail.
She always did. That's what happens. Yeah. She sent you a care package and you'd get your items. That's the way we used to do it, you know, before. Back in what you mentioned yesterday, back in the olden times, the days of yore, as my kids call it, when we didn't have all the communication that we have today. A note here. This is baseball related. Yesterday was Jackie Robinson Day. We mentioned it was 1947 that he made his debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers, or at that time the Brooklyn Dodgers. And I saw that story on the news last night, and they said, and happy birthday in July to Rachel Robinson, who turns 104 this July. His wife is still alive. I looked it up. I was like, are you kidding me? He died, 40 years ago. And his wife, Rachel Robinson, turns 104 in July. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked by that. I saw that on the CBS Evening News. Which do you watch?
I don't love the new CBS Evening News.
Tony DeCoppel?
Yeah, I still watch it. I'm very mixed on my news now.
You watch the NBC?
Sometimes. I don't love Tom Yamas. I don't love anyone that's left.
Let me ask you this. Which do you like better? Yamas ends the news report by saying, today and every day, we're here for you.
Which is a lie. I mean, he's lying right to all of us.
Tony DeCoppel ends it. This is the first time I've seen him wrap it up. He ends it with, that's another day in America. We'll see you tomorrow.
I like that better because that's more
too.
Honest.
I loved it. I was like, okay.
NBC's lying. They're not here for us.
They're here for you.
Yeah. He's right about it. But I'd say it more sullen. That was another day in America. That's where we are.
I guess.
A war, debt.